With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. A month after highly pathogenic avian influenza was discovered in dairy cattle, the risk to humans remains low. We'll have details on the impact of the illness coming up after the break.
It's time to get back in the fields again. Whether you need high-quality used equipment to get the job done or have farm equipment to sell, trust Steffes Group, a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritizes honesty, integrity, and outstanding service. Go to steffesgroup.com to find a sales representative near you or for a list of upcoming auctions in your area and nationwide. That's steffesgroup.com.
The last couple of years have seen outbreaks of highly pathogenic avian influenza in the spring and fall as temperatures change. However, this year has seen an unusual outbreak of the virus among dairy cattle. Bert Nelson, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, provides an update.
We've seen some positive cases pop up in dairy cattle, and this is a developing situation. This is just changing. Sometimes it's day by day, sometimes it's hour by hour. But what we do know so far is that milk is safe to drink. So the positive tests in dairy cattle showed up around 3 weeks ago. Since then, we're at about 30 different dairy premises showing positive cases in 8 different states.
Nelson says the impacts on the cattle have been minimal so far.
There have been no deaths that are attributed directly to avian influenza. There is some comorbidity happening where it seems if the symptoms of avian influenza are accompanied by other issues. So some comorbidity happening. Overall, we're seeing a 20 to 30% decrease in milk production as a result of a slowdown in food and water intake. Any milk from these animals is thrown out, so it's not allowed to enter the supply chain, and animals are recovering after a couple of weeks.
He wants consumers to know that milk remains safe to drink.
Number one, their milk is safe to drink. Spit cows are pulled out of the herd, so their milk is not allowed to enter the supply chain. Further, pasteurization kills both bacteria and viruses. This includes high path avian influenza, so their milk is safe to drink.
Once again, that's Bert Nelson of the AFB. With a look at your top ag news headlines from across the region, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.